It is July 26, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Doc Sandor continues to have a bigger smile on his face as his American Financial Exchange announced the second highest weekly volume of $14.119 billion for the week of July 18th to 22nd, 2022. The only other week that beat last week was during the height of the pandemic on March 16th to 20th, 2022, when $14.948 billion was transacted. These are big numbers for a little exchange, and the reason innovation is best conceived and executed by a small independent organization with its own culture. When you have other products trading trillions, it is hard to get excited about those trading billions or millions. Lots of law firms are fighting to be known for their crypto-savvy practices, but Bloomberg reports one has emerged as the go-to law firm for crypto bankruptcies. That firm is Kirkland & Ellis, one of the biggest law firms in the world by revenue. Larry Light, a senior contributor to Forbes, recently interviewed Michael Oyster, the chief investment officer of Option Solutions, for a Forbes piece titled, "Diversification Isn't Enough to Hold Down Market Risk." You can also listen to the podcast, which is 7 minutes long. Exchange Invest took a look at job losses at crypto exchanges and issued a report titled "Crypto Exchange Layoffs, a Brief Sample." Trading Technologies is looking for a Chicago, Illinois-based hybrid internal communications manager. Details are on LinkedIn. Those JLN Joe Corona videos shot at OIC were timely as Matrix Executions recently announced an all-time high in option volume and market share in the second quarter of 2022, in June and in the first half of 2022. The broker-dealer specializing in trading workflow automation for options markets had an 138% increase in options volume compared to the first half of 2021 and more than double its 2021 options market share. For many years during this time of July, I was at summer camp with the Boy Scouts. I was the scoutmaster of a boy troop for 8 years, but was leading summer camp even before I became scoutmaster. One of my favorite things to do for a homesick scout was to buy him ice cream. It was a surefire way to get his mind off of home. Often the ice cream would be sold out as we were in the last week of camp and lots of inventory had started to run out. But for some reason, there was always Choco Tacos from Klondike. It is ice cream covered in cone material shaped like a taco covered in chocolate. It was my favorite ice cream treat other than the whole pint of Haagen-Dazs. Well, Klondike announced it is no longer selling Choco Taco. It is just as well. The camp we used to go to has been sold as part of the local Boy Scout Council's contribution to the National Boy Scouts of America bankruptcy. Some memories are left memories. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From The Hill, nearly one in three Americans say it may soon be necessary to take up arms against the government. A majority of Americans say the U.S. government is corrupt, and almost a third say it may soon be necessary to take up arms against it, according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Institute of Politics. Two-thirds of Republicans and independents say the government is corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me. according to the poll, compared to 51% of Liberal voters. 28% of all voters, including 37% of gun owners, agreed it may be necessary at some point for citizens to take up arms against the government, a view held by around 35% of Republicans and around 35% of independents. One in five Democrats concurred. My comment, this is a scary statistic. Here's a story that's a follow-up from the New York Times. The gun industry created a new consumer. Now it's killing us. Good marketing is supposed to generate demand. Bad firearms marketing has given us a national nightmare. Americans are rightly anguished by gun violence and the question of what's motivating the young men who have committed a succession of horrific mass murders. We seem to be fumbling around for answers. Is it racism and radicalization or untreated mental illness or toxic video games or too easy access to guns? All of these may be parts of the problem, but equally none of them makes complete sense outside of the larger context. The gun industry's modern marketing effort did not just arm these shooters. In a very real sense, it created them. My comment, this is a scary story, how the marketing of guns has changed and the impact that it has had. Here's a story from Bloomberg. London Square Mile struggles to find its way in Brexit Britain. New round of listing reforms planned as IPO volumes stay low. Rule changes are uncertain while UK leadership contest runs. London is in danger of becoming a mere regional stock market down the line unless it significantly raises its game. That is the warning from Mark Austin, the latest person charged with sprucing up the UK's listing rules and helping the city maintain its position as one of the world's leading financial centers. We need to be fleet of foot, ambitious and bold, said Austin, a partner at law firm Freshfields Bruckhaus Deringer, who was commissioned to lead a government review into London's capital markets. For companies wanting to list in Europe rather than the US, London was often the go-to option. That is not necessarily the case anymore. They are increasingly also eyeing Amsterdam or other venues, be it for valuation or easier regulation, he said in an interview. My comment, three cheers for Brexit. Here's a story from the FT. Tech bros prosper in New York but won't overrun it. As a capital of media, advertising, and finance, Manhattan is an ideal place to create prop tech, fintech, ad tech, and more. So many things have changed for the worse in New York City since the COVID pandemic took hold that it's worth noting one development for the better. The city's tech sector has thrived and continues to do so. Its rude health is charted in a report published this month by Tech NYC, a local trade group, and the Center for an Urban Future think tank. It found that tech accounted for 17% of New York City's job growth since 2010, about 114,000 jobs, and was increasing at a faster rate than nearly every other sector. My comment, what is the opposite of a tech bro? Here's a story from CNN Business. The Choco Taco is gone for good. Pour one out for Choco Taco, the beloved Klondike product, packaged ice cream in a taco-shaped cone, has been discontinued. Over the past 2 years, we have experienced an unprecedented spike in demand across our portfolio and have had to make very tough decisions to ensure availability of our full portfolio nationwide, a Klondike brand representative told CNN Business in an email, adding, we know this may be very disappointing. You could possibly still find Choco Tacos around as sellers run through their inventory, the representative said. My comment, gone but not forgotten. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was how Chicago came to love the Italian beef sandwich from NPR. Second was another Chicago story. Downtown Chicago is awash in summer tourists, but a key driver of retail activity is missing: office workers, from the Chicago Tribune. Third was, don't call it a swap, the CFTC asserts jurisdiction where it shouldn't, an opinion piece from Jones Day that was also third on Friday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, cryptojacking attacks on financial firm surge, report says. Hackers are increasingly targeting financial firms such as banks and trading houses with attacks designed to use their computer systems to mine cryptocurrencies, according to cybersecurity firm SonicWall. The number of so-called cryptojacking attacks on financial companies more than tripled in the first half from a year earlier, SonicWall said in a report published Tuesday. The overall number of such events rose 30% to 66.7 million, the report found. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The madness of the oil market. The past 2 years have seen the biggest swings in the oil price in 14 years as geopolitics and the energy transition bewilder traders. In the past 2 years, oil has traded as cheaply as $19 a barrel, or below zero if you are buying a U.S. blend called West Texas Intermediate, and as high as $139 a barrel. We have not seen such huge swings in the oil price since the 2008 financial crisis, when oil crashed from $150 a barrel to below $40 a barrel as fears of a global recession saw demand collapse. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, banks start using information sharing tools to detect financial crime. Technology can help banks team up to find money launderers, but the legal basis for information sharing is murky in many countries. Banks have long struggled to spot illicit transactions among the multitudes they process daily because criminals move dirty money from one institution to another to cover their tracks, leaving compliance staff with only a partial roadmap of their actions. This has started to change with financial institutions and service providers in several countries creating information sharing platforms and messaging tools with the potential to vastly improve the detection of money laundering and fraud. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.